There were a few guys there from a boat outfit, the 159th Transportation Battalion. We asked them what they were doing so far away from the water if they were supposed to be boat people. They said that they were teaching the ARVN troops, the Vietnamese friendlies, how to maintain the engines on their landing craft. "They any good?" I asked. "They don't seem to get the hang of how we do things," a sergeant said. "They don't expect stuff to work, so when it doesn't, it's no big deal. They don't believe in maintenance at all." What it looked like to me was that we were going to beat down the Kongs and then turn over the last part of the effort to the ARVN troops. That sounded just okay with me. We went on night patrol. Night patrol from our last base was scary. Night patrol from the new base was something else. We were picked up at 2000 hours. The LZ was in tall grass, which made us all feel uneasy. Somebody said that an ARVN captain had selected it. The only thing I really knew about ARVNs was what Sergeant Simpson said, and that wasn't good. He said that some units were good as anything we had to offer. Other units were crap and would bug out on you in a moment. What we were supposed to be doing was what they called an interdiction number, which meant that we were supposed to be cutting off the routes the Kongs could use to cut off First Corps from the rest of the war. The area just north of Chu Lai was what they seemed to want. The Kongs we were after had been probing along our defenses, looking for soft spots. They would set up a mortar attack from somewhere within the jungle, raise a little hell, and then split before anyone could get to them. HQ figured the Kong operation to be a squad-sized unit. We had two squads from Alpha Company and two ARVN squads to clear them out. What we were supposed to do was to set up an ambush on what we figured to be their route. We hit the LZ at 2035 hours. We went in first and cleared the LZ, and then the ARVNs came in. We had four squads, but only 25, maybe 26 guys. All of the squads were short except ours. Simpson said they kept our squad up to par because the battalion commander liked him. Near Chu Lai, the patrols had been serious, but away from Chu Lai, in the deep boonies, they were dead serious. There was no talking from the time we hit the LZ. Once we hit the wood line, the ARVNs broke off from us and went ahead. We were supposed to set up a company-sized L-trap. Sergeant Simpson didn't like it because it was too big, and we didn't know how the ARVNs would react. I just hoped and prayed we weren't walking into one. Wallowick was on point. Brunner was in the rear, and Johnson was left flank. I was in the middle again, right behind Brew. In the darkness, you couldn't keep the proper distance. You were always afraid that you would lose the dude in front of you, that you would suddenly find yourself walking through the woods alone. We had signals, but they didn't help when it was really dark. "Don't think about anything," Sergeant Simpson had said. "Don't think about your mama, don't think about your girlfriends, nothing. Just look around and be alert."